Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, September 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. If you or a loved one are struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, you are not alone and help is available. To find mental health resources and more near you, visit Hope for Healing on the web at www.hopeforhealingfl.com. That's www.hopeforhealing.com. Your local events tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Frostproof Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it out to the stands, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting at 7:25 right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Wauchula Police Department is looking for an assistant chief of police. Qualifications and job duties can be found on the Wauchula PD Facebook page. Our Riveter is looking for a fulfillment associate. A high school diploma or GED and English fluency are preferred. And Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. Certification is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out with a 50% chance of rain, partly sunny. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds west-southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8 miles an hour. The humidity extremely humid at 66%. Dew point 74, the cloud cover 41%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 70s. North winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, so that's excellent weather for our game tonight. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, north winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain, and Saturday night partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 70s, north winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Let's throw in Sunday as well. Sunday mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s with a 50% chance of rain, and Sunday night partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 70s. That's your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. You're all caught up now. So let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Although Florida peanut growers have been battling wet weather and disease like leaf spot and white mold all season long, one disease they did not have on their radar is peanut rust. According to MorningAgClips.com, generally uncommon in Florida, peanut rust was found in Florida research plots in Suwannee Valley last week, about a week earlier than last year. Rust infestations can start small, but if not found and treated within a week or two, can snowball into a full-blown management issue. Farmers previously eligible for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, too, can now apply for aid thanks to collaboration between the American Farm Bureau, lawmakers, and the USDA. AgriMarketing.com reports up to $1 billion will be made available through the Consolidated Appropriations Act to livestock, poultry, and specialty crop producers who suffered losses in 2020. The American Farm Bureau first raised concerns about farmers being left out of the aid package back in May of 2020. The USDA's quarterly trade forecast shows U.S. ag exports not only continue at a record-setting pace for fiscal year 2021, but will eclipse the 2021 total next year. This year's forecast of $173.5 billion is 24% higher than the 2020 total and nearly $17 billion above the record set in 2014. Next year, U.S. farm and food exports are projected $4 billion higher at a record $177.5 billion.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The U.S. peanut crop was spared damage by Hurricane Ida and continues to have a very good season. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the latest look at conditions for the nation's peanut crop.
The peanut crop is grown in the southeast and the southern plains, so major peanut production areas not affected by the hurricane. And we still have a good-looking peanut crop that is currently rated 76% good to excellent. That's up a point from last week. 3% very poor to poor, no change from last week. And very similar to the numbers we were seeing this time a year ago, 76% of the peanuts were rated good to excellent in 2020, 5% very poor to poor.
Peanut rust was found in Florida research plots in the Suwannee Valley last week. That's about a week earlier than when it was reported last year. That's according to the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. The Georgia Cotton Commission, meantime, the Georgia Peanut Commission, and the University of Georgia Extension Cotton and Peanut Teams will be co-sponsoring a joint research field September 8th in Tifton, Georgia. The tour is to showcase current research funded by the commissions in plot-side presentations by the researchers themselves. The goal is to allow cotton and peanut farmers to learn about the latest research, pose questions directly to the researchers, and to voice any concerns they may have about the production of their own crops.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The stock market recovered from an afternoon stumble and ended with modest gains, enough to mark more record highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. The S&P 500 added 0.3%, while the NASDAQ managed a gain of 0.1%. Small company stocks far outpaced the rest of the market, a sign that investors are feeling encouraged about the prospects for the economy. Energy stocks did particularly well as the price of oil rose 2%. The Dow was up 131 points today to close at 35,443. The NASDAQ gained 21 to 15,331. The S&P 500 added on 12 points to 4,536. New York oil rose $1.40, closing at $69.99 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Esser in sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Garrett Cole racked up a season-high 15 strikeouts over 7 innings to earn his American League-leading 14th victory. The New York Yankees snapped their four-game skid with a 4-1 victory at L.A. Wednesday. Yanks manager Aaron Boone was asked about Cole's day on the mound.
Dominant. You know, he's obviously had some really good ones in his career and certainly with us the last two seasons. That, for me, was up there.
Yanks finally picked up ground in AL Eastern Tampa Bay, who saw their 9-game winning streak snapped by Boston 3-2. Rays first baseman Joey Wendell summed up their loss.
But you can't go 0-11 with runners in scoring position and expect to win.
Tampa Bay's lead over New York now 7 games. Seattle blank Houston 1-0. The Mariners shut out the West leaders for the second day in a row. The Astros starting and losing pitcher Jake Odorizzi.
Even the best offenses can struggle. You know, doing it back-to-back makes it stand out more, but there's going to be times throughout the year where, you know, we get shut out.
Detroit beat Oakland 8-6. The Tigers' 4-game slide is over. Austin Hedges' RBI single in the 11th gave Cleveland a 5-3 win over Kansas City. Toronto beat Baltimore 5-4. This is Esser in Sports. In a battle of NL division leaders, Milwaukee down San Francisco 5-2. The Brewers go for a 4-game sweep at San Francisco today. L.A. beat East leader Atlanta 4-3. The Dodgers, with their third win in a row, move a half a game ahead of the Giants for the West lead. St. Louis split a doubleheader with Cincinnati winning the first game 5-4. The Reds the second 12-2. Reds outfielder Nick Castellanos, who hit a grand slam and a two-run homer in the second game, says a playoff berth is on their minds.
Every game down this stretch is a push for the wild card.
The Reds hold the second wild card spot by a half game over San Diego, who lost to Arizona 8-3. Padres manager Jace Tingler on his team losing 14 of 19.
We just got to be from pitch one all the way through, just a little bit, you know, more consistent, squaring up the ball.
Philadelphia and Washington and Miami and New York rained out. Interleague finals, the AL Central leading White Sox beat Pittsburgh 6-3. It was Colorado downing Texas 9-5. The Cubs blanked the Twins 3-0.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. But if you can't make it inside, visit them on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: you don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice. Tune in not tomorrow, not Monday, but Tuesday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, a great Labor Day, and I'll be back on Tuesday with your new Hardy County news. See you then. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.